The global forex market is the largest market in the world with over 5 trillion traded daily, according to Bank of International Settlements data. The forex market, however, is not the only way for investors and traders to participate in foreign exchange. While not nearly as large as the forex market, the currency futures market has a respectable daily average closer to $100 billion. Currency futures contract, where the underlying commodity is a currency exchange rate, provide access to the foreign exchange market in an environment that is similar to other futures contract. What are currency futures? Currency futures, also called forex futures or foreign exchange futures, are exchange traded futures contract to buy or sell a specified amount of a particular currency at a set price and date in the future. Currency futures were introduced at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange in 1972, soon after the fixed exchange rate system and the gold standard were discarded. Similar to other futures products, they are traded in terms of contract months, with standard maturity dates typically falling on the third Wednesday of March, June, September, and December. Contract types. A wide variety of contract futures, currency futures contract are available. Aside from the popular contracts such as the Euro-USD, there are also e-micro forex futures contract that trade at 1/10 the size of the regular currency futures contract, as well as emerging market currency pairs such as the PLN USD and the IUSD. Different contract trade with varying degree of maturity. For instance, the daily volume of the Euro-USD contract might be 4 lakh contract versus 33 contract for an emerging market like the BRL-USD. Currency futures exchanges. Unlike forex, wherein contracts are traded via currency brokers, currency futures are traded on exchanges that provide regulation in terms of centralized pricing and clearing. The market price for a currency futures contract will be relatively the same regardless of which broker is used. The CME Group offers 49 currency futures contracts with over $100 billion in daily liquidity, making it the largest regulated currency futures marketplace in the world. Smaller exchanges are present worldwide, including NYSE, Euronext, the Tokyo Financial Exchange, and the Brazilian Mercantile and Future Exchange. Popular contract. Traders and investors are drawn to market with high liquidity, since these markets provide a better opportunity for profiting. The emerging markets typically have very low volume and liquidity, and they will need to gain traction before becoming competitive with the other established contracts. The G10 contract, the E-mini, and the E-micro contract are the most heavily traded and have the greatest liquidity. Contract specification. Futures contract, including currency futures, must list specification including the size of the contract, the minimum price increment, and the corresponding tick value. These specifications help traders determine position sizing and the account requirement, as well as the potential profit or loss for different price movements in the contract. The Euro-US dollar contract, for example, shows a minimum price increment of 0.0001 and a corresponding tick value of $12.50. This indicates that each time there is a 0.0001 movement in price, the value of the contract will change by 12.50, with the value dependent on the direction of the price change. For instance, if a long trade is entered at 1.3958 and moves to 1.3959, that 0.0001 price move would be worth 12.50 to the trader. If that same long trade moves to 1.3968, the price move would be worth $125. Since 12.50 into 10 ticks or pips. Settlement. There are two primary methods of settling a currency futures contract. In the vast majority of instances, buyers and sellers will offset their original positions before the last day of trading, a day that varies depending on the contract, by taking an opposite position. When an opposite position closes the trader prior to the last day of trading, a profit or loss is credited to or debited from the trader's account. Less frequently, contracts are held until the maturity date at which the contract is cash settled or physically delivered, depending on the specific contract or and exchange. Most currency futures are subject to a physical delivery process 4 times a year on the third Wednesday during the month of March, June, September, and December. Only a small percentage of currency futures contracts are settled in the physical delivery of foreign exchange between a buyer and seller. When a currency futures contract is held to expiration and is physically settled, the appropriate exchange and the participant each have duties to complete the delivery. The CME, for example, is responsible for establishing banking facilities in the United States and each country represented by its currency futures contract. These agent banks, as they are called, act on behalf of the CME and maintain a US dollar account and a foreign currency account to accommodate any physical deliveries. In addition, futures contracts do not exist directly between the client, for example, a buyer and a seller. Instead, each participant has a contract with a clearinghouse, greatly reducing the risk for buyers and sellers that a counterparty would fail to meet the terms of the contract. Buyers make arrangement with a bank to pay dollars into the International Monetary Market Delivery Account, a division of the CME. The IMM is also the account from which sellers are paid. The transfer of foreign currency occurs similar in other countries, essentially a participant delivering bank transfers the currency of the IMM delivery account, which then transfers the currency to the appropriate account. Oversight. Futures brokers, including those that offer currency futures, must follow regulations enforced by governing agencies, including the Commodity Futures Trading Commission and the National Futures Association, as well as rules set forth by the exchanges. For example, the CME Group, the largest futures exchange in the world, ensures that self-regulatory duties are fulfilled through its market regulation department, including market integrity protection by maintaining fair, efficient, competitive, and transparent market. Currency futures market have a great deal more oversight than the spot forex markets, which are at times criticized for things like non-centralized pricing and forex broker trading against their clients' account requirements. Currency futures are exchange traded futures. Traded typically have accounts with brokers that directly order to the various exchanges to buy and sell currency futures contract. A margin account is generally used in the trading of currency futures. Otherwise, a great deal of cash would be required to place a trade. With a margin account, traders borrow money from the broker in order to place trades, usually a multiplier of the actual cash value of the account. Buying power refers to the amount of money in the margin account that is available for trading. Different brokers have varying requirement for margin account. In general, currency futures account allow a rather conservative degree of margin when compared to forex account that can offer as much as 400:1 leverage. The liberal margin rates of many forex account provide traders the opportunity to make impressive gains but more often suffer catastrophic losses. Currency futures versus forex. Both currency futures and forex are based on foreign exchange rates. However, there are many differences between the two. The forex spot market is the largest market in the world. Currency futures trade at a fraction of the volume, with many currency futures contract trading under high volume and good liquidity. Currency futures are exchange traded and are regulated like other futures market. Forex has less regulation and trading is conducted over the counter through forex dealers. There is no central marketplace for forex. Currency futures can be traded using modest leverage. Forex offers the ability to trade with a great degree of leverage, leading to large wins and, of course, large losses. The tax treatment for profits and losses incurred from currency futures trading and forex trading may differ depending on the particular situation. Commissions and fee differ. Currency futures typically involve a commission and other various exchange fees. Though forex traders don't pay these commissions and fees, they are subject to exchange rate spread, through which the forex dealer profit. The bottom line, investors and traders interested in participating in the foreign exchange market have options. Forex and currency futures have offered traders unique vehicle with which to hedge or speculate. The currency futures market is similar to other futures market and provide participants a means of entering the foreign exchange market with greater regulation and transparency.